be turning your Bibles to the book of Psalms, chapter 138. We'll be reading there. I was reading this chapter this morning, and I got up and read some first thing this morning. Been getting up and trying to read through Psalms in the mornings, and normally I'd read several chapters. I got on this one this morning, and I just sort of got stuck. I think I read it maybe 5-6 times, just over and over. And I just have a simple thought I'd like to maybe give you tonight. Hope it'll be a help to you. It was encouragement to my heart this morning. But Psalm 138, Bible says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for the truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. And I thank God for doing that. I can testify that verse many a times down through the years. God has strengthened me when I had no strength. He's helped me when I didn't know what to do. God's picked up the pieces and he's took my hand, brother, and he's led me through whatever it was I was facing and got glory into himself. And I thank him for doing that. Verse 4 says, all the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. Boy, I'm glad he showed me mercy. Because I was nobody, I'm nothing, I'm still nothing apart from him. And as high and mighty and wonderful as he is, he looked down upon me and loved me. And I still, to this day, Brother Redmond, I have no other explanation of why he would do it other than he just chose to and he loved me. And I'm satisfied with that. That's sufficient. That's all I need to know. But it said, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. I want to focus on this last verse, on verse 8. Said the Lord will. Doesn't say might. Says he will. Perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hand. I looked at that this morning, and I just kept thinking about that. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm glad to know that God's working in my life. God's working in my heart. Brother Keith, if I make it to January and the Lord tarries, it'll be 27 years in this thing. And I've said it before, I'm not what I used to be. I can look at my life and I know that God's worked in my life. God's changed me. I've been born again. I'm still not what I want to be nor what he's going to make me to be. But I know he's working. And praise God, it don't happen overnight. He could do it overnight, but it just don't work that way. And I'm glad that even sometimes he allows difficult things to come into my life. I thought about Brother Hyde talking about Miss Jennifer and Brother Todd. The Lord's hand was in that. It wasn't pleasant. It wasn't easy to go through. The Lord knew it was hard. But the Lord no doubt used that at that time, and no doubt at times in the future he'll continue to use that to draw you closer to him and make you more what he'd have you to be. His work's perfect. and everything concerning me, because I'm his child. Is that right? But I'm going to tell you, I'm glad he's faithful. I'm glad everything he does has always got a purpose. The longer I'm saved, the more and more I realize just how sovereign he is. And I know in some Baptist churches in this world, that's a dirty word. But if God's not in charge, if he ain't the boss, so to say, if he ain't doing everything according to his own good pleasure, he ain't God. That's right. He ain't no different than Mary you. If he's subject to somebody else, if anybody can stop God from doing what he wants to do, he's not God. I'm reminded of scriptures in the Bible that says, who art thou that dare counsel God? Who are you to tell God what to do? Who am I? God does bring things in your life sometimes. It's not easy. But I'm glad his work is perfect concerning me. I'm thankful for that. I can trust that. I can hang on to that. When winds are blowing, Miss Jennifer, and it seems like everything's going to uproot and the trees are going to fly across the place, tear the place down, I know it's all in his hand. I can trust him. Amen. If something gets broke, tore apart, and ripped from my life, Brother Keith, I may not like it. I may have an attachment to it, but I can have peace in my heart knowing it was for my own good. God always does what's in my best interest. And just about all the time, I'll admit, I don't have the discernment or the understanding to know what that is. I'm not God. I don't have his knowledge or his wisdom. Who would I be to counsel God? Life's not easy. God never promised for a child of God it'd be easy. He promised us persecution. Is that right? We still suffer the things of this life, sickness and such things of that, because of the fall. Because it got Adam in us. Because this world's under a curse. And it's going to be that way till he comes back. I'm going to tell you what, as I read this morning, and to be honest with you, I read this same psalm maybe a month ago and it sort of crossed my mind, but I didn't really give it a lot of thought, and this is just what I want to give you, and I'll be done. I'm the type of person, and I know everybody can sit here and say, yeah, I'm sort of like this or that. I mean, it might not be what I'm going to say, but we're just geared a certain way in the flesh. And I'm going to tell you just how I'm geared in the flesh. I have a very narrow amount of things that I'm just really passionate about. I mean, what I care about, what I'm passionate about, I'm really passionate about it. And everything else, I just about don't care. I mean, when I was in school, I was a boy growing up, there was a handful of subjects I always done pretty good at because I liked it. That's what I was interested in. That other stuff, it wasn't that I couldn't have done better. It's just I didn't care, so I done just good enough to pass and get out of there. I hate to admit that now. That ain't right. Nobody should do. Young people, you listen to me, that is not a way to get your education. Learn all you can. There's things that really you may not be interested in, may seem boring, may be some of the most important things you need to learn. Amen. That's right. So don't do that to yourself. But I've always been that way. Something that don't really fall into that little lane, Brother Keith. Many a times I went outside of that and I've many a time started something and never finished it. Just lose interest in it. I mean a lot of things. I ain't talking about people. I'm just talking about things in life. I mean just get bored with it. Lose interest. Maybe it got a little too hard, and I said, "Fooey on this." No, that's too hard. I ain't doing all that. I don't care enough about it. Anybody testify that? But it says, "The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me." Brother Keith, there's one thing in my life, one, that I've never wavered. one thing I've never lost interest in. There's one thing that fire burns in my heart for just as strong today as it ever has. It's the only thing I'll probably ever finish in life that means something. And it ain't got a thing to do with me. That's His work in me. When He saved me, He began a work on me. And He will finish that work. And He will perfect it. Brother Keith, you look at me now, me or you both probably think we're both crazy if we any one of us thought I was perfect right now. To me, when I look in the mirror every day, I think, you're a train wreck. You're a walking train wreck. You think I'm kidding? I've got up and looked in the mirror many mornings and thought, you're the worst enemy I got. You're my problem. You mess up, you go the wrong direction. I've thought of many times myself, I've looked up and said, when am I going to get anywhere in this thing? And then I sit down, and the Lord will come up and sort of snudge up close to me, and He'll say, remember where you was at back then? Look where you're at now. I'm working. He's going to finish it. He will perfect that which concerneth me. What concerns me? Salvation. I'm talking about things that's going to last. You know what God does? He does for all eternity. The only thing we're going to take out of this world is what God's done in our heart and in our life that's going to last forever. I'm never going to lose my salvation. It's a perfect work. It's in His hands. He's keeping me. I can't lose it. Now, I can certainly get out of the way and face chastisement. But He's not going to disown me. I'm His. Is that right? Most of us in here are adults anyway, got children. Your children sometimes ain't exactly done what you'd like to see them do. And you had to deal with them. But you've never disowned them and said, I'm going to take them down there to orphanages and give them away. Never. Wouldn't even cross your mind. Never. Now, I got two youngins. Y'all both know them. Both of them at times got on my nerves. One a little worse than others. And if he's listening, he knows it's true. He's probably grinning. But Brother Keith, it never crossed my mind to disown him. And if I could have that kind of love for my son, how much greater would be the love of God for me? He will perfect that word. Everything that concerneth me. I got a home in glory I'm going to one day. He's prepared it for me. He promised that. It's going to be a perfect work. People ask me a lot of times, what do you think heaven's going to be like? And I say, I don't know. I know it's going to be wonderful. I know it's going to be wonderful, but I think it's going to be so grand and so wonderful we can't even imagine it. And I'm going to tell you what, ever since I was a child, I got a pretty good imagination. I can imagine pretty big. And I guarantee you, I'm convinced I can't even begin to imagine how wonderful heaven's going to be. But I know it is. I know it's going to be beyond anything I could describe. I couldn't stand here and describe it to you. But buddy, I know in here, it's real. I know it's going to be a perfect work. I'm going to have a perfect home with a perfect Savior that I'm going to be with for all eternity. Family of God's going to be there, and we're all going to be perfected. I was talking to one of my neighbors today, and he was asking me about what that meant, about we're going to be like Jesus. I said, that's what it means. We're going to take on a lot of His characteristics in perfection. I said, but I want you to understand something. We're going to be like Jesus, but we're not going to be Jesus. There's going to be some things that Jesus can do we'll never be able to do. There's things God knows will, after we've been there, I know there's no time in eternity, but if you could have time, if we'd have done been there trillions of years, it'd still be things God knows we'd never know. We'll never know everything God knows. Right now, we've got the Word of God. You know what that is? That's what God wants us to know right now for what we need to get out of here. Why didn't He give us more than that? We don't need it yet. I think about Miss Georgie down there. I think about others, Brother Robert. I think about when people pass away, especially those that know the Lord. Those that do know the Lord. Now, we always talk about that grace to die. But I'm going to tell you what, folks, let's just be honest. I do it, and I know you do it too, because we're human. There are times we sit and get to thinking to ourselves, and we wonder, what will it really be like at that moment when I die? And there's a little bit of hesitation there. There's a little bit of not fear of where we're going. We know where we're going. But it's just, what will that experience to take us to the side be like? You know what? That's just natural. That's the fear of the unknown. That's one of the greatest fears in this world, in our hearts, the fear of the unknown. Me and Brother Hyatt and Miss Meyer went to lunch today, and Miss Meyer even said the same thing. She said that just the fear of the unknown. Brother Keith, we'll not know that grace till we get there, because we ain't going to need it yet. But I'll promise you, he'll do that for us and our heart perfectly at that moment when that time comes. If that time comes, we may go into rapture. It looks like we're in the last days of Noah. We could go into rapture. I don't know. But if I go by the grave, there's a lot of things in my mind I'll sit around, I'll think about sometimes, and I'll think, it just gives me a little bit of a hesitation. I mean, just to be honest. I don't know if this bothers you, but I've often thought I really wouldn't want to go by laying and suffering for a long time, because I wouldn't want my family to have to stand around me and deal with that. But I have no control over that. I understand God. Sometimes God uses those experiences to do things in people's heart. Maybe somebody over here ain't got nothing to do with the family. It might be a nurse. Somebody standing on the side. You don't know. God may be using that to do something in their heart. That's right. And so, like I said, who are we to counsel God? I don't have no say-so in that. I don't have no say-so about what happens tomorrow. I may fall, break my leg tomorrow. I don't know. I ain't gonna like it if I do. But I'll guarantee you, if it does happen, there'll be a purpose. There'll be a reason for it, and God will use it to do something to get glory into himself. I'm learning that more and more and more the longer I'm saved. And the longer I'm saved too, I'm more and more satisfied in my heart concerning that. Now, I don't want to fall and break my leg tomorrow, Aaron, but if God lets that happen, I know in my heart there's purpose for it. I'll say this and I'll close. There's just a lot of things going on in my life. That's why that encouraged me this morning to be reminded of that from the Word of God. And I ain't going into no details of this. I've got a lot of things going on in my life and around my life right now. It's not necessarily bad stuff. Some of it's worrisome. Some of it's not. But it's things that's got my heart wondering. You know what I mean? I don't know how it's going to end up. I don't know where it's going to go. And I need that. I ask you to pray for me. I really do. But I do know this, as the scripture we read said, when it gets rough, and maybe that time comes, and if it is hard to take, Brother Keith, he'll strengthen me. He'll strengthen me. So I just thank you for listening. I know that's sort of scattered, probably ain't much to it, but here's the thing, church, trust in him. When we start trusting in man or in ourselves or in circumstances, that's where we get off base. Just trust him. And I'll assure you, whatever comes our way, he knows all about it long before it ever came. He's in control. Don't panic. Just try to trust him. Amen. That's really what I had, Brother Robert.